Track 9, and now it's on with the news. A Viagra-fueled sex attacker has been jailed for trying to rape a guest after a house party near Newton Abbot. Graham Ford was found with a packet of the drug in his trouser pocket after the distressed victim called the police and he was intercepted as he tried to walk home. The 59-year-old started his sexual assault in the kitchen after a party in Netherton. He tried to force the victim, who was less than half his age, to have oral sex in the garden. Ford had been drinking heavily, and he and the victim were the only two guests still there when he assaulted her. She left the house immediately and called the police, who found her sobbing in the street nearby. Retired financial adviser Ford, 59, of Newton Road, Tynmouth, denied rape at Exeter Crown Court, but was found guilty of the lesser charge of attempted rape by the jury in a trial in March. He also denied sexually assaulting the woman, but was convicted. He was jailed for 4 years and 8 months by Judge Stephen Climie, who also imposed a restraining order banning contact with the victim. He told him, "You're in your 60th year, and until the jury's verdicts, were a man of impeccable character. The events of that night bring that character into sharp relief. For whatever reason, almost certainly excessive alcohol, your behaviour change." Miss Kelly Scrivener, defending, said, "Ford's family are standing by him. He has never committed any other offences before or since."
Couple celebrates 70 years of marriage. A Tynmouth couple celebrated their 70th wedding anniversary earlier this month. Brian and Jean Godfrey, who were married on May 1, 1954, only lasted a few months the first time they met. But after reuniting 4 years later, they were set for life. The couple first met at a dance studio in Ilford in November 1947, before drifting apart. However, Brian's mother stepped in and invited Jean to his 21st birthday party in 1951, and Brian proposed a few months later. Brian and Jean held off tying the knot until Brian had finished his national service. They moved to Tynmouth and have 4 daughters, 2 granddaughters and 2 grandsons. When asked the secret to a long marriage, Jean's response is simple. "All you need is love," she says. It also helps that there are good genes in the family. Brian's father, Stanley, lived until he was 100.
Tributes after body is found. A support group for men has paid tribute to one of its team after a body was found in a search for a missing man. James Corner, 43, was reported missing on Thursday, May the 9th. Police confirmed that a body was found in the Newton Abbot area on Friday, May the 10th. James' family were informed, though formal identification had not taken place at that time. Andy's Men's Club, where James was a facilitator, confirmed his passing in a post on its Facebook page. A spokesman for the club said, "It's with a heavy heart that we say goodbye to James. After turning up over a year ago, already knowing a great deal about what we do, he tried it for himself. He made considerable progress and we decided to make him a facilitator to help him help other men. Not only did he help countless men, he helped us, his fellow facilitators. He made us laugh, he made us cry, and we resonated with what he said. You were honestly such an hilarious guy, James. The world is going to be very different without you here." The cause of death is not known at this time. The post by Andy's Man Club, which supports men struggling with their mental health, garnered more than 500 reactions with as many as 60 comments of condolence.
Newton Abbot Railway Station is to lose its pumpkin cafe later this year. Rail passengers wanting a coffee and a bite to eat at the station will instead be visiting a cafe local, which will replace the outlet. Both brands are owned by SSP, which operates food and beverage outlets in travel locations around the world. Cafe Local will sell barista coffee, cakes, paninis and toasties, and a range of retail goods such as confectionery, sandwiches, cold drinks, alcohol and travel essentials. The design of the new cafe local will include a feature graphic of the local skyline with a blue and yellow colour scheme. There will also be a community board where local groups and clubs can post events and local information. SSP launched its cafe local concept last year, which it developed for regional rail stations across the UK. It has already opened a cafe local at Exeter St David's.
Beach toy plea. Teambridge Leisure is looking for donations of unwanted buckets, spades, balls and beach toys to fill its seafront libraries in Teignmouth and at Dawlish Warren. The popular beach toy libraries, which launched for the summer season this week, allow people to borrow equipment for their trip to the beach and then return the toys at the end of the day. Beach play items can be left in the toy chest located by the pier on Teignmouth Promenade and near the lifeguard station on Dawlish Warren Beach. Beach toy libraries reduce plastic waste by encouraging people to reuse items and enables families to access beach fun even if money is tight.
Charity marks 20 years of walking. Exminster's health and wellbeing charity Westbank is celebrating 20 years of its daytime walks. The charity, which operates across Devon, started the programme of organised health walks for people of all ages and abilities initially around Exminster. But the programme grew, and throughout May, which is National Walking Month, it is marking the milestone of its programme with people, which keeps people on the move. Claire Ridge, Westbank's health walks coordinator, explained, "The idea was to offer an alternative to established walking groups where the expectation is that people undertake a fairly strenuous walk for several hours. We all know walking is good for both our mental and our physical health. We wanted to support people by providing sociable group walks suited to their individual's fitness and stamina levels across locations which are easy to reach by public transport." The programme has expanded over the years and we now offer several hundred places each week and numbers are growing. The walking groups are tailored to suit a variety of people from a gentle 30 minutes to a longer walk at a slightly faster pace. Largely led by volunteers, Westbank has around 80 volunteer leaders, many of whom have benefited from the programme themselves. Walkers say it is one of the biggest benefits that Westbank's health walks not only help with their fitness and state of mind, but also their social life, as each walk ends with a refreshments and an opportunity to socialise. Claire added, "We have exciting plans ahead, including the introduction of peer-led groups, opening up our walks to people with varying disabilities."